From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Steve Hughes is reporting for the Times Union. A Columbia County man was ticketed after he struck a Taconic High School bus carrying two students and several staff members on October 9th. Sheriff David Bartlett said the accident occurred when Daniel O'Connell, 71, of Hillsdale, was heading west on Route 23 and attempted to pass several vehicles on the left, including the school bus. The bus driver tried to turn left onto County Route 16, and O'Donnell's BMW struck the bus, disabling both vehicles. Five passengers on the bus were not injured. The driver of the bus was taken to Sharon Hospital in Connecticut after complaining of neck pain. O'Connell was ticketed for improper passing. Read the full story in the Times Union. The Mid-Hudson News is reporting a proposed bill to impose term limits on elected officials in Ulster County was attacked by the three people who spoke at a public hearing October 9th in Kingston. Proposed law number 15 of 2018 would impose a 12-year term limit on the offices of county executive and county comptroller. The law would also reduce the individual terms from 4 to 3 years each. A representative of the League of Women Voters, Dare Thompson, spoke against the law. She said, and I quote, "The League of Women Voters' position on term limits has been very long held. We're against them," end quote. "We have our own method of getting rid of people. We go and vote them out," end quote. Thompson also noted that redistricting is done fair in Ulster County. The races are competitive and the legislature is, and I quote, "pretty balanced," end quote. Others focused on the financial connection behind the term limit movement, citing the work of Reclaim New York, a lobbying group connected to the wealthy conservative-leaning Mercer family. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Rachel Silverstein is reporting at Capital Confidential. Democrat Aaron Glad has been endorsed by 1199 SEIU, the largest healthcare union in the United States, in his bid for the 43rd Senate district seat. Glad is running against Republican Daphne Jordan. In its statement, SEIU stated, and I quote, "New York needs leaders who recognize the critical importance of an empowered and well-protected workforce, and we are certain that Aaron will bring those values to the Senate and be a treasured voice for the legislature," end quote. Also October 10th, Jordan, Marchione's former legislative director, won the endorsement of former state majority leader Joseph L. Bruno. In the 19th congressional district race, the National Federation of Independent Business formally endorsed incumbent Republican John Faso for re-election. The Federation said Faso represents the best choice to represent small businesses in the district. The National Federation of Independent Business has been an advocate for small businesses for 75 years. Robin Gavin reports in the Albany Times Union that state police arrested Nauman Hossein, one of the sons of the owner of the limousine company that rented a vehicle that crashed October 6th in Schoharie, killing 20 people. His lawyer said he is likely facing multiple counts of criminally negligent homicide. Prestige Limo is owned by Shahid Hussein, his father. The company's 2001 Ford Excursion crashed at the intersection of Routes 30 and 30A shortly before 2 p.m. October 6, killing all 18 people on board and 2 people in the parking lot of the Apple Barrel Country Store. Read the full story in the Albany Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE newsroom, I'm Philip Gray. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.